OJB's podcast, 24 February 2006, Omega Centauri. Omega Centauri, NGC 5139, has got to be the best globular in the sky by a big margin. It's easy to find near the Southern Cross. It's easily visible to the naked eye and covers a large area, 20 arc minutes for the central area and up to 65 arc minutes for outlying stars, which is bigger than the full moon. In a 36 centimetre or 14 inch reflector, with a wide field eyepiece, it shows thousands of tiny yellow and white stars. Omega Centauri is a Class 8 globular cluster, one of the more than 100 associated with our galaxy. It is big as far as globulars go, about 5 million times the mass of the Sun, which makes it 10 times the mass of many other big globulars. Its true width is about 150 light years, and the density of stars in the core is about 80,000 times higher than the area around the Sun. Visual brightness is magnitude 3.68. Distance is about 15,000 light years. The exact location is right ascension 13 hours 26.8 minutes, declination negative 47 degrees 29 minutes. It is a very old object with an estimated age of 16 billion years. Although it had been recorded as a star for thousands of years, it was Edmund Halley who recognised it as a cluster in 1677. It's hard to see how anyone would classify it as a star because it is a conspicuous large patch even without optical aid. On my website are some pictures of Omega Centauri to show what it looks like in amateur equipment. The picture on the left is a photo I took using a CCD camera attached to a 15cm apochromat refractor. Next is a picture which shows what the object would look like in a medium-sized amateur scope of around 25cm diameter. Note the distinctive yellow colour caused by the bright red old stars, typical globular clusters. On the right is the view through a small telescope where the stars aren't fully resolved. This is how to find Omega Centauri. Find the two bright pointers in the Southern Cross, Alpha and Beta Centauri. Off at an angle of about 45 degrees is Epsilon Centauri. Follow the line from Beta through Epsilon and continue the same distance along a straight line. You should see a large fuzzy patch, which is the globular you're looking for. If your sky is reasonably dark, you'll see it easily without any optical aid at all. When you can find it this way, try the same thing with binoculars. The globular will be very obvious. Finally, try it with a telescope. Use low power because this thing is big.